98.9 to Buzz, Pisano and Sandy.
And it's time for Buzz Baby University when that parent lets their toddler do this in the middle of the store. What do you think about it as the professor today in class? 222-2899. Early this morning, I mean, the second Scotty and I walked in the studio, we saw the phone ringing. Mm-hmm. And this woman was like, I have got an idea for Buzz Baby University. She was so annoyed by the woman, the mom in the store that she was in last night, allowing her toddler to scream. What do you think? In Buzz Baby University, your advice, what would you do? Parents letting their toddlers scream in public.
The meltdown, right? I was walking in the doctor's office yesterday for a baby doctor visit. Coming in behind us, I didn't even want to turn around and look. There's a mom with a stroller, and I think the dad had the car seat, and then mom's stroller. So it was a newborn and a toddler. And this toddler was banshee. I mean, screaming. What a fit. And, you know, I didn't want to bring attention to me being annoyed by it. So I didn't even, I just kind of ignored.
You were annoyed? As a fellow parent, you can't be annoyed. You got to be sympathetic. We've all been
No,
there.
I was annoyed by it.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And I will be annoyed if my kid has a temper tantrum also. I was annoyed when my sons had one.
What'd you do? Yeah. Did you let them scream it out in public, or what do you do?
I don't even remember what I've done. And maybe, you know, you're not going to believe me, but I don't believe they ever had a fit in public. And
unless you blacked it out, which often happens when bad things happen in our lives, we kind of just push it aside and pretend it never happened.
Did you have a temper tantrum in public with your kids?
I think I'm in that stage of I blacked it out. I don't remember ever leaving a store because they were pitching such a fit.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I remember doing the sign of the cross, asking my little angels for some help because my kids were just awful. I do remember that. I do remember, you know, biting down, clenching my teeth, saying, you better stop it. No. Just did that last week. Okay, that's enough. People are looking at us. We are going. The parents who say they just abort mission on their shopping trip and tend to the toddler, take them out of the store, the situation, remove them from the situation. Mm. I don't think it's as easy as some people make it out to be. Mm. Like, people without kids will say, that's what you need to do. And it's like, okay, you don't know how it is with kids. Sometimes you have to get whatever it is that you are in the store for.
Especially if there's a sale going on at Target.
Yeah. You don't have a choice. So if your kid is crying or not, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody, but you're going to have to deal with my crying kid because I got to get things done. Because you know what? I don't know when the next time I can come to this store. Right?
Wow.
So I am sympathetic to that mom, that dad who has the screaming toddler. I almost want to rush in and help them because I know they need help at that moment.
As a dad, I was and would be and still am completely annoyed at people like you that let their kids howl out and basically they're controlling you. If you let them scream and all that stuff like that, they've got you. That's what I think. 222-2899. You could be a professor.
What do you think? The parent who allows their kid to just scream in the middle of the store
is being a total annoyance to everybody, I believe. I mean, there are certain circumstances that you can let your child scream, but not in the middle of a store or a mall or anything like that. You have deal with it.
Have you ever had that happen to you?
Oh, many times. And I'll take my child right back out to the car.
Teach him the lesson, right? Can't do that in public.
That's right.
You have to just abandon shopping cart, give up on your mission at the store, and take your toddler out.
You know, if there's certain circumstances, you can probably deal with it within 5 or 10 minutes. So mm-hmm. putting your shopping cart into the service section mm-hmm. and say, hold on to this while I deal with my child.
Right.
I don't think there's ever a problem with that.
Excellent. Thanks, man. What's going on, man? How are you?
Well, what I'm thinking is, you know, this could be a generations too, because I'm 62, and uh-huh. when I was a kid, you know, I heard, you're gonna cry, you're gonna scream, I'll give you something to cry and scream about.
Yeah, right.
And you know, when I had my kids, you know, 30 years ago, I treated them the same way. It happened one time, maybe twice, and it never happened again. They don't want to get, you know, their little butts swatted.
You're the old spare the rod, spoil the child kind of vibe.
Oh, For sure.
We can't do that nowadays.
That's the problem with this country. You know, we just let people do whatever they want to do. And, you know, it's okay. You know, I'm your buddy, so I'm not going to punish you. And, you know, it's nothing but trouble.
I don't think it's don't punish. I think there needs to be, a consequence for their actions. But I don't know if our parents really made the right choice by, you know,
opening up a can of whoop on us.
I've never been in jail.
What's that?
You know, it worked for me. I was never in prison. He's never in jail, except for where I work, when I work there. But, you know, I turned out to be a halfway decent human being.
I love it.
Thanks, all right, man. Old school professor today in Buzz Baby University.
Thanks, buddy boy.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.